right now. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi and check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right, so now I got up to do my my late night thing last night, and I always put the TV on, always. That's my light in my bedroom. And I walk in the bathroom, I come back, and the TV is finally booted up and on, and it's on the football game still. And I got to see the last like 5 minutes of the football game, where field goals were missed and field goals were made, and great plays were made on both teams. I think it was the last 5 or 7 minutes of the game that I watched.
All right.
Did you watch the whole game?
I didn't watch any of it.
None of it.
I don't care.
All right. Well, you won, anyways. You won.
Well,
I lost.
It matters.
No.
I won.
You won. That's right. That's right. That's it. Basically, the bottom line is throw the rest away. You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, I didn't watch any of that. I was watching news and stuff.
Yeah, well, I didn't watch any of it either. Just that I happened to always hit that because I guess the games always must end around like 11:30, 12:30, something like that. That's another reason why I can't watch any of that stuff.
I can't watch it because of the announcers on ESPN. They're awful.
I don't know why it is, but in baseball and in football, professional sports, they have terrible announcers. They're football announcers for college basketball and for college football are okay, but their professional announcers just terrible for the professional sports.
Yep.
Well,
they're bad.
Well, anyways, I was great to see a couple of stories written about John Mara. This coach isn't coming back. He's not going to fire him midseason, but he's not coming back. All the reporters, he normally leaves the games, even when they lose, and he'll talk to reporters, and Mara just said he was embarrassed, and there's going to be changes, so... So we'll see what happens.
So the Giants going to retread the names they always retread as being their next coach?
I hope not. But then, I don't know what they're going to do because the last two hires have made it's just disastrous, the last two hires.
I mean, how long is it going to take until, what's his name? Cowler's name is going to come up again.
Who?
I mean, that comes up all the time.
Who?
Bill Cowler is going to be the next coach of the Giants. Nah.
He's too old now. He'd much rather sit in that studio doing what he's doing in the studio.
I would, too. Yeah. You're getting paid about the same amount, and you don't have the headaches.
I think the coach they would go after would be Harbaugh, but I don't think
Ooh, that would get mixed results.
Yeah, it would. It would. It definitely would. But that's who they're probably going to go after. So who knows? Who knows? At this particular point, The question is moot. The season's over at 2-8.
It was over 10 weeks ago. It was over before it started. We knew that.
Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. Are the owners meeting?
Are they meeting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They must be. They must be meeting or something because there's nothing but stories on all the free agents. I mean, blah, 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 blah.
Well, there's really not much else to talk about.
I know, but
you look at football, I mean, who knows what you're talking about. Basketball, there's no interest yet. Hockey, there's no interest yet. So the World Series is just over. So they're already talking about, you know, how teams are going to improve themselves and win next year's World Series when the bats just got put away.
Yeah.
In other words, they got nothing to talk about, so they got to talk about something.
Yeah. All right, well, anyways.
Well, the Mets got a Rookie of the Year again yesterday. Alonso won the Rookie of the Year, and Alvarez won the Rookie of the Year for Houston. No big surprises there.
No, not at all. Alonso, there's no way he could not be Rookie of the Year.
Either one were heads and shoulders better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Alvarez, too. He only played half a year. He hit 27 home runs and had almost 80 RBIs. He came up, I think, late June. So that's a lot of numbers.
What do you think it's going to be like for the hitters and the pitchers when they switch back to the other ball next year?
What's it going to be like?
It's
going to be like the way baseball should be played.
That
you have to hit a ball to hit it over the fence. Not just catch a little bit of it and it goes off like a Super Bowl. That's the way baseball's supposed to be played. If you hit a ball good, it goes. It's the same argument you get in college ball. Oh, aluminum bat versus wood. If you hit a ball good, I don't care if you hit it with a lead pipe. It's going to go somewhere. Yeah. If you don't hit it good, it's not going to go somewhere. That's the way it should be. And you're going to have to learn how to hit the opposite way and go with pitches and do everything that you're supposed to do in a baseball game instead of sitting back, raise your leg, launch and lift, and see how far the ball goes in the golf driving range. You have to learn how to hit a baseball. If you can't, you shouldn't be playing in the major leagues. It'll make a better game.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It'll make a better game to watch.
They go back to that ball.
Oh, they will. They have to.
Oh, I don't know about that. Too many people were crying in the postseason that the balls aren't going over the wall.
Well, didn't you think the postseason was better than the regular season?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it was more baseball. I mean, the Yankees got beat because Houston hit the ball different ways. And Washington, they extended innings to beat Houston.
Yeah.
That's the way baseball's supposed to be played.
Yep, absolutely.
Not put a guy on with a walk, get a base hit, and then hit a 900-foot home run. Who wants to watch that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, I guess we'll see what we'll talk about tomorrow, see what we dig out of the sports grave tomorrow.
Interesting game tonight. Pittsburgh plays the Rangers. That should be pretty good, I think, anyway.
Where's the game?
Madison Round Garden.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers have been playing a little better of late. Let's see what they can do with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, they're 10-6. They won two in a row. The Rangers, they're 7-6. They've won 5 out of their last 10, but they've been playing a little bit better. Good measuring stick for them.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow morning.
Yes, we will.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.